This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal addresses 9th Indian Ocean Conference in Mauritius, articulating Nepal's perspectives. Calls for shared stewardship of Indian Ocean and Himalayas. Health Ministry issues hospital service reform procedure to make hospital services people-friendly, accessible and effective. Government aims to end delays in public service delivery. Zero Pending Files Week campaign kicks off tomorrow. And Iran and US landmark dialogue in Islamabad to ease West Asia tensions ended without an agreement. Now the news in detail. Nepal has called for collective and inclusive stewardship of the Indian Ocean, highlighting its deep ecological and historical links with the Himalayas. Addressing the 9th Indian Ocean Conference 2026 in Port Louis, Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal said that although Nepal is landlocked, it remains closely connected to the Indian Ocean through climate systems, culture and historical exchanges. He stressed that the fate of the mountains and the ocean is inseparable, noting that Himalayan glaciers feed river systems that ultimately flow into the ocean. He warned that climate change impacts from melting glaciers to rising sea levels pose shared risk for both mountain and coastal communities. Reaffirming Nepal's commitment to the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, he emphasized that landlocked countries have the right to access maritime opportunities under international law. He called for a rules-based, inclusive and peaceful maritime order grounded in multilateral cooperation. Highlighting Nepal's Sagarmatha Sambad, he said the country is promoting a global mountain ocean dialogue and stands ready to act as a bridge between the two ecosystems. On the sidelines, Minister Khanal held bilateral meetings with India's External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, Bhutan's Foreign Minister D.N. Dhungyal, and Bangladesh's Foreign Minister Khalilur Rahman. The discussions focused on strengthening bilateral ties and enhancing cooperation in areas of mutual interest. The three-day conference held in Mauritius is focused on strengthening cooperation and governance in the strategically important Indian Ocean region. The government has introduced new measures to reform hospital services while debates continue over medical education decisions and weakened healthcare operations. The Ministry of Health and Population has issued the Hospital Service Reform Procedure 2082 under the Public Health Service Act 2075, aiming to make hospital services more accessible, effective and patient-friendly. According to the ministry, hospitals will be required to implement integrated electronic record systems, ensure round-the-clock laboratory services, prescribe only medicines available in hospital pharmacies, maintain proper referral systems to government hospitals, keep adequate stocks of essential medicines, and restrict the entry of pharmaceutical sales representatives during service hours. Meanwhile, tensions have emerged over the government's directive to operate outpatient department services on Sundays following the introduction of a two-day weekend. The Nepal Medical Association, NMA, has opposed the move, citing workforce shortages and increased pressure on healthcare staff. The association says doctors already provide continuous emergency and on-call services and has called for a review of the decision, warning it cannot be implemented without adequate staffing. Hospitals have responded inconsistently. Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital, Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center and Kornali Academy of Health Sciences have decided to close OPD services on Sundays except for emergencies. However, Bir Hospital, National Trauma Center, Bharatpur Hospital and Rapti Academy of Health Sciences will continue services. The NMA says the lack of uniformity is creating confusion for patients and has warned of possible protest if concerns over workload and benefits are not addressed. The government has announced a week-long zero pending files campaign from tomorrow till 20th of April aimed at clearing backlogs and improving efficiency in public offices. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has directed all government agencies to accelerate decision-making processes and reduce delays at various administrative levels. The campaign is intended to ensure timely service delivery by assigning clear responsibility to officials and discouraging unnecessary delays in file processing. Under the directive, officials will be required to monitor files daily, tracking their status, responsible officials, and duration of pending cases. Files delayed beyond 3, 7, and 15 days will undergo mandatory review to identify bottlenecks and ensure prompt resolution. Officials have also been instructed to resolve matters at the concerned level and avoid unnecessary escalation of cases. The government expects the campaign to reduce backlogs, enhance efficiency, and strengthen transparency and accountability in public service delivery. Similarly, the government has directed authorities to establish dedicated breastfeeding and childcare rooms at all airports across the country, including at Tiruvan International Airport, within 24 hours. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has instructed airport operators to upgrade and properly manage these facilities, ensuring cleanliness, safety and privacy for passengers. The Ministry has also ordered the operation of primary care rooms for passengers with special needs and the improvement of overall airport hygiene standards. Airports have been directed to maintain cleanliness in line with the international benchmarks, introduce a daily cleaning logbook system, and comply with the guidelines set by the World Health Organization and the International Civil Aviation Organization. The directive issued by Secretary Mukunda Prasad Nirula also requires immediate implementation and reporting to the Ministry along with public updates on compliance status. The Department of Immigration has clarified that the individuals travelling abroad for foreign employment are no longer required to present additional documents beyond the labour permit letter. The clarification follows confusion created by a recent notice from the Department of Foreign Employment issued on April 6, which had asked migrant workers to provide extra documents such as air tickets and receipts and proof of service charge clearance from recruitment agencies. The Department of Immigration stated that the labor permit alone is sufficient for departure after completing all required procedures and urged prospective migrant workers not to be misled. It also reassured that the Nepali citizens traveling abroad can do so without confusion once formalities are fulfilled. The department further reminded that those traveling on visit visas can depart with a self-declaration provided they hold a passport valid for at least 6 months, a confirmed air ticket, and a valid entry visa for the destination country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now onto an international news update. High-level talks between the United States and Iran held in Islamabad, Pakistan, have ended without an agreement. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance said he attended the negotiations in good faith, but stressed that Washington needs to see a fundamental commitment of will from Iran to ensure it does not develop nuclear weapons. According to the BBC, he has now left Pakistan following the discussions. Iran's foreign ministry described the talks as intensive but urged the United States to avoid what it called excessive demands and unlawful request. U.S. President Donald Trump downplayed the outcome, saying it makes no difference whether a deal is reached and adding that regardless of what happens, we win. Meanwhile, U.S. Central Command claimed that two American Navy destroyers have sailed through the Strait of Hormuz as part of efforts, it says, are linked to clearing sea mines. Iran has denied the claim. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather this afternoon will likely remain generally cloudy in the Himalayan region, partly cloudy in the hilly areas, and mostly clear in the Tarai regions. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning in one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi province, as well as in the Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. The division has also stated that the country is under the partial influence of a weak westerly low pressure system and local winds at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 10 to 12 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 25 and 27 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal addresses 9th Indian Ocean Conference in Mauritius, articulating Nepal's perspectives, calls for a shared stewardship of Indian Ocean and Himalayas. Health Ministry issues hospital service reform procedure to make hospital services people-friendly, accessible and effective. Government aims to end delays in public service delivery. Zero Pending Files Week campaign kicks off tomorrow. And Iran and US landmark dialogue in Islamabad to ease West Asia tensions ended without an agreement. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at RadioNepalOnline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.